Here's Jack Eichel. You had a little bit of a chirp fest last night with PK Subban. What was happening there?
I mean, we were both into the game. Obviously, it's an emotional emotional sport. It's an emotional game, and I guess he didn't like something that I did. So,
what did he do to him?
I didn't do it. It wasn't to him. It was a move I made, and he had something to say about it. Both of us obviously getting into the game.
You ain't getting that cheese by me. Was that something like what he said to you?
I tried something against someone else, and he had something to say about it. So then I had something to say back, and a couple guys on our team had something to say. So the usual.
How long into this season did you feel like you could participate in that kind of chirping, or was it right from the very start because of your first year?
I mean, I usually don't engage in it. My first year and 19 and obviously respecting so many guys in the league, I don't engage in conversation and things like that. But, obviously I'm going to stand up for myself and if someone has something to say to me, I usually have something to say back.
Hey, Jack, how would you so far describe your season when you came in? Obviously, the hype between you and Connor. There's some nights when I've watched you on the highlight reel and I'm sitting there going, wow, is there something to look forward out of Jack Eichel the next, hopefully 15 years? But would you describe it being right where you thought it would be? Better, a little tougher at times? How would you describe it?
I think you could probably describe my year and all the things you said. It's been tough at times. It's been better than what I've expected. It's been a lot of fun. There's been a lot of ups and downs as there is in an NHL season from what I've been told from a lot of the older guys. And for me, I'm just trying to find that consistency. And in a long 82-game season, it's tough to have your best night every night. So, kind of realize the nights when you don't have it and keep your game simple and try to help your team win. And the nights when you do have it, try to make a bigger impact.
There's been a lot of conversation, Jack, about Ryan O'Reilly's impact on the Sabres and their young guys. Mostly hear about Reinhardt and how he's sort of taken him under his wing and helped his game. How about for you? He's still a young guy. He's going to be a part of the rebuild.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, he's still really a young guy, but it seems like he's been in the league for a while, now that he's, I think he's coming up on his third contract, and, he came in the league when he was right out of his, draft year, and just the work ethic that he brings to the rink every day, it's something that, it's great for our team with a lot of young guys, and people can learn from Ryan and the attitude he brings and the work ethic and his demeanor and how he approaches the game. You can learn a lot from him, and he's taken a lot of us under his wing, after practice, working on things with us, and just his preparation for everything, whether it's practice or game, and from what he eats to how he hydrates, I think everything. He's a class act, and he's a great guy to have in the room.
But are you gonna start curving your stick like him?
We did a feature last night.
How he uses that.
It's the goofiest thing we've ever seen.
I call it a broken nose.
It's a rake. I've never seen anything like it, but he makes it work.